I want to tell you a little story because I just came from Wyoming. And I began to have visions last night because I've driven through Wyoming many times. And I live in Indian country part of the year. And it's in Minnesota. And the county is Candiohi County. There was an incident which took place in 1862, which I want to tell you about because it tied me inextricably to a kind of union. It started me thinking very deeply about things. And I wonder if you know a poem by James Wright called A Centenary Ode to Little Crow, which is a great poem. If you don't know that poem, it's in the collected poems. Which one appeals to prize? It's a great poem. If I had it, I'd read it. And there's an incident which took place which I think might be of interest to you. At the same day, on the same day, with the same pen that Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which was in late December 1862, he also signed a death warrant of 62 Indians, Sioux, who were to be hung in a place called Mankato, Minnesota. They signed this, their execution, and they were to be hung on Christmas Eve. But the townspeople who had provoked these Sioux to respond by riding through their various villages, slaughtering their wives, children, they decided they didn't want their Christmas fouled up, so they postponed the execution until December 26th. And I've always had great difficulty, particularly when I was in Illinois, dealing with Lincoln. Not so much that I didn't think he made some major decisions, changed the nature of things, but because he was so schizophrenic in his behavior, and that tendency has carried on. And I want to read this poem because before I knew about that incident, I had written about this particular problem without being very specific. And this is called History as Bandages, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. One is an igloo of whalebone and oil and a poisonous gas. One is a canoe underwater laden with wild rice, grubs, and Indian arrows. One is a banjo packed with thin dirt in Richmond, Virginia, Gabriel, 1800. One is a round bubble of mustard rock broken on an Indian squaw. One is a print of a buffalo, bearded, masked, made musty-skinned hair. The white rectangular patchwork covers all these national wounds, kept secretly bound at night, absorbing color and blood and bones of all shapes and disguises. The reason why I mentioned Wyoming before was because there's a fine book written by a woman named Sandals called Cheyenne Autumn, and I wasn't very far from Cheyenne. And I'd written a poem about Colorado, about some men who had come to Colorado who went to Alaska to go on a hunt. And I won't read that poem, it's too long, but I want to read you the epigraphs to the section, which are interesting because they come from various Indian utterances. And then I want to talk a bit about this because I think that there are some things which ought to be said. This is from a poem called Love Letters, The Caribou Hills, The Moose Range. And